Today's daf is daf dalet. So we got to the last couple lines of Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara said David HaMelech every single morning would consult with Achitophel and Sanhedrin and Umar Tumim. The Gemara wants to know how we know this. The Gemara says last three lines of Gimel and Beis, Amr of Yosef. Yosef says, Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this? It says in the pasuk, in Divrei Yom, the Achrei Achitophel ben Yahu ben Yehoyada, the Yosef versus Yisrael HaMelech Yoav. So David was in the presence of these individuals, and the Gemara Dar, Rav Yosef Darshan, Achitophel is a Yoetz. Achitophel was the one who would advise him, the general, advise him in strategy and fighting. The Chayinu Omer, it says in the pasuk further, with regards to Avshalom, Va'atzas Achitophel asher yotz bayamim ha'hem, the advice Achitophel had given in those times, Kasher Yisha b'davar Elokim, so Achitophel was the advisor to David HaMelech. Then the Gemara goes on to say, quoting the pasuk in Daf Dalet now, Benayahu ben Yehoyada, who was that? Who does he signify? Zesen Hedrin, because Benayahu ben Yehoyada was the Rosh, he was the Av Bezdin, says Rashi. So he represents Sanhedrin, so we see he consults with Sanhedrin. Vev Yasar, Elu, Urim Betumim, the Urim Betumim was of Yasar, Vechenu Omer, it says as well in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Ubenayahu ben Yehoyada, Al Krasi Al Place, when Al Krasi Al Place, why was he called that? So Gemara says, "V'lam nikra shemam krasi uplasi karasi shekorsin deverim." That the word would be decided. Plasi shemuflam deverim. It would have wondrous, miraculous ways of communicating. That's a reference to the Urim V'Tumim. V'acharkach, and afterwards it says, "Sartz v'lamelch Yoav." So he would be the actual general to put things into place. So this was the daily schedule. The daily individuals would advise David HaMelech. Gemara now goes on to say six lines down. Amr of Yitzchak Bra'adav Amrila, others say Amr of Yitzchak Bra'ay, the Rav Edi, Maikra, what's the pasuk, going back for a moment to David HaMelech, who woke up in the middle of the night, each night of Chatzos with the kinor, with the harp. Ura Chavodi, Ura HaNevel V'china Ira Shachad, that he would wake up, my honor would wake up, and it would be the navel of the kinor, the instruments that would wake him up before the morning. So then the Gemara says, back to now the conversation about Chatzos. We spoke yesterday, Ezra made a reference to today's answer, that why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzos? So he said Kachatzos because he didn't know exactly when Chatzos was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, but he didn't know when Kachatzos was. So he told Paro around Chatzos time, but he couldn't get the exact second. So Rabbi Zeir Amar, Moshe Liom Havayada. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu also knew exactly when Chatzos was. But David Nami Havayada, David also knew. Came to David Havayada, Kinor Lamaleh. So now, if David really knew, so why did David have to have a harp if he knew exactly when Chatzos was? Le'asurei Mishnase, to wake him up. He needs an alarm. So I can know when Chatzos is, but doesn't mean I'll wake up. The Chaim de Moshe Hava Yada, since Moshe knew also. So Lamali the Memer Kachatzos. If Moshe really knew, how can we say Kachatzos? Why was he saying approximately midnight if he knew exactly when midnight was? Moshe Kasavar Hashem Yitu Estakine Paro. He thought maybe the different seers, the different advisors of Paro would have made a mistake, and they said, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're wrong. So Moshe knew what it was, but he didn't want to fight with them exactly when they thought it was, so he figured it's safer to say Kachatzos around Chatzos, this way he won't get into any debates with him. The Yomer, they would say, Moshe Badaihu, Moshe's he's a liar, he's a false. Damar Mar, Lime Lashon Chalomar Ein Yodeh, a person should get accustomed to saying Ein Yodeh, I don't know. Shema Tizbadeh V'Seachet, perhaps he's going to say something, and near it seems like he's incorrect. Even though a person might know it's correct, he should get accustomed to say, I don't know. It's a very good thing to say. He asks him Shechta questions, he says, I don't know quite often. Not only because of humility, but there are like a few different readings of why he says, I don't know. When he says, I don't know, sometimes he really doesn't know, but oftentimes he does know the answer. He says, I don't know, like it's a silly question, or I don't know, look it up yourself, or there are different forms of I don't know. But this is a level of humility. So Gemara then says, Rav Ashi says, Bipalga Aratcha Titzleser. And Rav Ashi says, no, you know why he says Kachatzos? When he was speaking to Baro, it was the night of the 13th. And he was saying, just like tonight, Kichatzos, like tonight at midnight, it's going to be tomorrow night, like that same exact way. Bipalga Aratcha Titzleser, he was talking to Baro during the night of the 13th. He says, Nagia Besar, tomorrow night, Kachatzos, like tonight, will be the Nigei, will be Harikai. That's when Machas Bechoros is going to come. V'hochi kamar Moshe Lisa. This is Moshe said to Klai Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'machar tomorrow, kachasos halayla, like tonight, ki ha'inna ani yotei b'soch Mitzrayim. I'm going to enter into Mitzrayim and take care of all the Bechoros. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk until that David said, l'David shama nafshi ki chasid ani. David said that Kadosh Baruch Hu protected my nefesh because of my chasid. So Levi Rav Yitzchak have a machlokis. Chad amar, kach amar David l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David said to Hashem. Ribono shel olam, Lo chasid ani, am I not a great person? Am I not a chasid? Shekol malchei mizrach ha-maravi shenimat shalosh shaos. The rest of the world, the east and the western kings, are waking up at 3 hours into the day. They're waking up at 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever time they're waking up. Vani chatzos laila akum lo dislach. I'm waking up at midnight to praise you, to thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Am I not a chasid? V'idach, the other one of either Levi or Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kach amar David lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says as follows to Hashem. Ribono shel olam. Lo chasid ani, am I not a chasid? Shekol malchei mizrach ha-maariv yoshim agudos agudos. They're all sitting in chaburas b'chodem, and they are being honored and sitting in like a nice chair and getting incredible cover. Vani yodai muluch lachos bedam. My hands are dirty with blood. Vishapir, vishulya, you know, holding onto a vlad of fetus and different parts of that which comes out to be bin later. Kedei latar isha levaila. I'm busy inspecting myself, getting myself dirty to make sure a woman is tar to her husband. Am I not a chassid for, they're sitting in kavod, nice clothing, a nice chair, nice food. I'm sitting on the ground and busy dealing with dam. Am I not a chassid for doing so? Velo, oh, not only that, David says, ela kol ma shani osa, everything that I do, ani nimlach, I consult my Rebbe. I'm the king. I don't have to consult with anyone. I could tell. I could tell someone he should get killed. Yet I consult my Rebbe, and that's an incredible amount of humility. That Omer Lo, and he tells me, Mifibeshes, Rebbe, Yafadanti. He tells me you made a correct decision. Yafachayafti, you made a correct decision, saying the guy was innocent or the guy was guilty. Yafazakisi, Yafatiharti, you made a psak that was correct, that was tahor. Yafatimesi, you were correct that it was tamei. Lobosha, I'm not embarrassed by this. The fact that I'm the king, and yet my Rebbe is still telling if I'm right or wrong. So Amr Bishua Bered Rav Idi, Mikra, what's a pasuk that is a hint to such a concept? V'adabra b'adosecha negim melachem v'le'evosh. I speak against all the other nations. I have, meaning people who are against me. Kings all over the world make the decisions, but yet I have some tension with my Rebbe and with others around me. I'm not embarrassed in doing so. So Tan, the Brisa tells us that Lo Mifiboshes Shemo. Mifiboshes wasn't really his name. Ela Ishboshes Shemo. His name was the man of embarrassment, Ishboshes. V'lama nikra Shemo Mifiboshes. Shehem Mivayish Pinei David b'halacha. He would embarrass David in the Pinei, the face of David, he would embarrass him in halacha. And Zacha David, Lifichach Zacha David Yatim Imeno Kilav. Because David remained so humble and he took on the shame of his Rebbe, he was Zacha to a great descendant whose name was Kilav. Kilav was one of the individuals, the Gemara says in Babasa, who never sinned. And the Gemara says, Yishai, the father of David was a tzaddik liolam, and his son Kilav was also a tzaddik liolam. So he was a great tzaddik. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan lo Kilav Shemo, his name wasn't really Kilav, Ela Daniel Shemo. His real name was Daniel, as we know. V'lama nikra Shemo Kilav, so why was his name called Kilav? Why was the nickname Kilav if his name was really, in fact, Daniel? Shehaya Malachim, rather Machlun Panay Mifiboshes B'Halachim. Because Kilav, when he came back, he would come to protect his father, and he would, in essence, embarrass his father's Rebbe, Mifiboshes. The Allah would be Kilav, Kolav, that he would machlin the father, he would protect his father's shame. The Allah Amar, about him, Shlomo b'chachmasa, Shlomo described his great wisdom, B'ni im chacham libecha, yismach libi gam ani. My son Kilav, your greatness, your wisdom is so great, you bring an incredible simcha to my heart. The Omer says further, different pasuk, Chacham b'ni v'samach libi, my wise son who brings great happiness to me, v'ashiv v'charfi daver, and he responded to my great disgrace for my Rebbe. So therefore, Yozocha to such a child, such as Kilav / Daniel. So Gemara now says, v'david mi kari l'nafshi chassid, wait a second. Does David refer to himself as a chassid? That was an incredible honor, to call yourself a chassid. V'haksib, doesn't the pasuk say, lule amanti l'ros p'tuv Hashem b'eretz chaim, had it been Zoch, had it believed to see the face of Hashem. The Tan, the Pasuk, the Medrash tells us, Mishrei de Biyosi, Lama Nakud Alule, if you look in the Pasuk until him, Lule has dots over them, Nekudos over them. So why are the Nekudos above the word Lule? So Amar David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says, Ribono Sha'olam, Muftach Ani Becha Sha'atam Misham Sachar Tov, L'Tzadikim, L'Las Lavo. I know you're going to pay reward back to those Tzadikim who do good in this world. About any other day, Imesh L'Chelek B'Neim Im Lava. I don't know if I'm among the Tzadikim or not. So how can one pasuk say, Lule Amanti, like I'm doubtful whether I'm Zoche, yet the other pasuk, he calls himself a chassid. So does David think he's a chassid, or does David doubt his schar that he's going to get in Olam Haba? And the Gemara answers, Shema Yigamche. David was taka chasi. He knows he was, but he had a situation with Bathsheba, and he wasn't sure whether Bathsheba, that ma'aseh Bathsheba, would cause him to lose his schar. In a similar way, you find in Yaakov Avinu and others. The Gemara says, "Kid Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rami Ksivi." He has a pasuk that contradicts each other. One pasuk tells us, "V'ina Anochi Imach Vishmartiha Bechasher Teleich." Hashem says to Yaakov, "Wherever you go, I know you're running away from your brother Esav. I'm going to protect you." Uksiv, it says further, when he encountered the Esav, he was very scared. Why was he scared? Hashem promised him everything would be okay. Answers the Gemara, Amar Shema Yigram HaChet. He was promised, but maybe he did a sin that caused him to lose his protection, so too David HaMelech. Kidatan, the Brisa says further, Ad Yavur Amcha Hashem Ad Yavur Am Zukanisa was a double lashon Ad Yavur. Ad Yavur Amcha Hashem, when they passed over Zubir Rishona, the first entry into Eretz Yisrael, led by Yeshua Ben Nun. Ad Yavur Am Zukanisa, Zubiashina. This is the second entry into Eretz Yisrael with the times of Ezra. Mikan Amru, from here, Chacham tell us, Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael Le'asos Lem Neis B'mei Ezra. Really, during the times of Ezra, B'nei Yisrael were worthy of experiencing Nisim, Kederach Shinasa Lehem V'mei Yeshua Ben Nun, just like Yeshua Ben Nun had miracles, like when they went to the yard, and the yard also split in a similar way to Kriyas Yamsuf. So during the times of Ezra, they really were worthy of this. However, Ela Shagar Machet. So just because a person is destined for a certain reward and a certain promise and a certain nes, it still could be that their chet could cause them to lose that opportunity. Okay. Gemara now says last two lines of Amud Aleph. Chacham Omer, Chacham teach us that as tachatzos, that the din is that even though Mikra didn't allow to daven until out of Mudah Shachar, Chacham put a fence, they put a gzera, that you should not daven past chatzos. Chatzos should be the end. Chacham and Mekaman Sri'alei. Who do they hold like? Ik Rabbi Eliezer Sri'alei, Rabbi Eliezer they hold like, who holds B'Shachwa means only ad sof Ashmur Rishona, which is before chatzos. So Limrik Rabbi Eliezer, they should say we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So clearly they don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Going on to in base now, so who do they hold like? Now the Ik Rabbi Gamliel Sri'alei, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, who holds until Alos HaShachar, so Lemra, Kirama Rabbi Gamliel. So where do they get this opinion of Chatzos? Chatzos. So Gemara answers, the Olam Kirama Gamliel Sri'alei, really the whole like Rabbi Gamliel, they have all night until Alos HaShachar. The Hadda Ka'amri Ad Chatzos, why do they say Ad Chatzos? Sometimes it's important to place a siyag, let the person pass, miss the opportunity. The Braisa says, they create a fence around the words. Why? What's going to happen is the person is going to come home from the field, he's working really hard that day, and he's going to the old man, he'll say, let me eat a little bit, let me drink a little bit, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'll sleep a little bit, I'll take a little bit of a nap, after my meal, after I take a nap, then I'll dive and then I'll say Shema. And Chotaf the Shena is going to fall into a deep slumber, but Nimsa Yashin Kolayla is going to sleep the whole night, and he's going to miss his Shema. So therefore Chacham said, no, if you go to Chatzos, you're going to miss out Shema entirely. Aval Adam Bam Yasada, what he should do is bear, he should nichas the basic Knesset. After work, he should go learn the basic Medrash. And Imragala, really to daven, Imragala Likros, Kori, if he knows how to read Tanakh, he should read Tanakh. If he knows how to learn Mishnayos and Gemara, he should do that. And then after learning, he should vekore kriyashma mispal, he should then daven, say shema and daven, the ocha pito mivarcha, and then only afterwards should he eat bread and bench afterwards. So if you look at Tosas on the top here, Tosas writes, vekore kriyashma mispalo. Mikan mashma, from here we learn, shemisha shegiyaz man kriyashma, shalala, the moment this man of kriyashma comes, she'ein lelechol su'uda ad she'ikra kriyashma vispal arvis. You should not eat. There's a very important halacha people don't know. If you have this man shema comes, tzeitz kochavim comes, you're not supposed to have a suda. Now what comes out from Tosas is only when this man shema comes. We pass like other Rishonim, that even samach l'zman kriyashma, even half an hour beforehand, was not allowed to eat. People think this is only halacha once a year. They think bedikas chametz, everyone learns in school, bedikas chametz 30 minutes before you can't eat. But the truth is every single night, when you're in the midst of kriyashma, you're not allowed to eat, you can't have a suda. The snacks are allowed. Like some say, it says kima, you could eating a little bit, even drinking a little bit. Some say even a ti'ima would be usur, but others say no, only a su'ud is a problem, but tasting would be okay. Now the way around this is, if a person has either set min, he goes every single night, he goes to 10 o'clock ma'ariv, or if he has an alarm set on his clock, these are ways in order to allow a person to go ahead and have a meal, even though it is man kriyashma, or even samach lizman kriyashma. Okay, the Gemara now says further. It says, whoever goes against the words of Chachamim are chayv misa. That's pretty strong. So Maishna b'chol duchta de lo katani chayv misa. How come all over Shas we have many gzeros where it doesn't use this language of chayv misa? Well, Maishna hocha, how come here in this context, de katani chayv misa, it says you are chayv misa? So Ibai Fame in the Gemara says either because Mishum Di'ika Ones Shena. Because normally, you know, whatever, the guy might miss up on Chachamim, didn't Chachamim, but the guy might remember. But here, when it's talking about nighttime, where there's a very strong likelihood that he might fall asleep, so they have to be more severe in the presentation and more severe in the punishment. That's why Dafka by Shena, did they mention this din of Chai Misa. Ibai Zema, alternatively, they had to compensate for the following opinion. Lafuki mimana damar tshilas arvis rishus. We know there's a big machlokus whether marv is rishus or chova. We pask in chova. So since those who think it's rishus, and even now these people think, it's only rishus, we have to say, wait a second. Chacham say you have to daven, you have to say shema and daven at nighttime, therefore they have to be very strong, and if you don't, your chai misa, kamashalan tchova, to teach us that's very serious. Marv is not stama rishus, it's a chiv, it's a chova, and therefore they use a very strong language of chai misa to get the point across. Now there is a fascinating discussion in the Drash of Haran. How come your chai misa for din derbanan, but a stam din Torah not chai misa? Where does this come from? So the Drash of Haran explains that when a person violates a din deraisa, that's the yetzer gets him. Okay, it's not because he's mevaz of the Torah, and we all have yetzeres. So the guy is a din deraisa, he doesn't put tefillin on, so we wouldn't advise it. But the yetzer got him. When a guy doesn't keep a din derbanan, the Drash of Haran is mechadesh. That it's not only the Yitzhara, but it's also a bizayon of the Din Rabban. Because it seems, I don't know for sure, but it seems from the Drash Haran, the Yitzhara doesn't fight so strong against Din Rabban. They fight against the Din Deraisa. But Din Rabban they don't fight so hard against. So I can overcome the Yitzhara to go up against a Din Rabban. So what would the reason be that I'm not keeping a Din Rabban? It's because I'm a Vaz of the Torah. It's a Din Chachamim, the rabbi's made up, it's all made up. And since it's a bizarre Torah, that's why it's chayv misa, even though dinei deraisas are not normally chayv misa. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Kore Kriyashma Umispal. When you come back from work, so the Gemara says you should say Shema, and then afterwards you should recite, you should then daven the Marv. So Messiah Le, this supports the Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu ben Olam Haba. Who's a ben Olam Haba? Zasomich gula latrila, the one who juxtaposes a gula latrila. Like we say in Shacharis, we say Gal Yisrael and goes right into Hashem's Svatai Tiftach, right into Trila. You want a somich gula latrila? So if you do it not only by Shacharis, but even Mishal Arvis, so that's going to be a person who's Zocha to Ben Olam Haba. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omer, so that's the first bin. That's how we hold like that the Shema and the Brach of Gal Yisrael precede, it goes right into Trila, not only in Shacharis, but even in Marv. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues and says, no, Omer Tfilos be'emsa tiknum, it was instituted in between. According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we'll see, he felt you actually dav Mariv first, Tfilah, and then Shema goes after Shemoneh Esrei of Mariv. He has the opposite order, we'll see why that is in a second. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, there is no smicha skula, the Tfilah b'Mariv. Now, there's an interesting hakir that's brought down by the Kiyas Yaakov, by the Stipler. He wants to know the concept of smicha gula tefila is a point in order, is it to be mahana the shacharis, or rather the shema, or for the tefila? Is it because the shema next to the tefila enhances tefila, or the tefila next to shema enhances the shema? So that's a hakir he brings. He tries to bring a rise and tosis here, but it's an interesting thing, interesting hakir, which is the ikr, the Shemoneh Esrei, or the Shema. We know on one hand Shema is Deraisa, Shemoneh Esrei is Machlokas, whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan. So that's the Chakir the Stipler raises. So
Machlokas of Shema is really Kriyas Shema Alamita. No, that we learned the simplest answer.
So we're talking about Shema and Marv, not Alamita. Right, not Alamita.
But according to some, the main Shema is Alamita.
Well, one can fulfill that. If you davened it earlier,
then you can do
but it sounds like from Rashi, if a person davened Marv Bizman, then you don't need to say it again at Alamita. Okay. So then the Gemara says, but my kumifki, what's machlokas, whether or not you say Shema or Trila Shemoneh Esrei before, which the order, what's machlokas? So Gemara says, Ibai Seima Kra, Ibai Seima Svara. Either it's a pasuk or it's a logic, it's a Svara. What's machlokas? Ibai Seima Svara, what's the logic? Rabbi Yochanan Svara Gula Meursa Nami Hava. That Gula took place at nighttime as well, Leil Pesach. Ela Shegula Mal Yasa Lo Havi Ela Ad Safra. So he held that gula, there's actually an interesting brisker of, that there are two steps of the gula. I forgot to look it up now, the whole calculation, but there are two different calculations of when the Gullus Mitzrayim started, either from the time of the death of Yitzchak, or from the time they came down to Mitzrayim, that's when Galus started, and then there's Machlokes when it ended. So there are two dinim here, because the din is that Rav Chaim writes that there's two dinim in the Galus. One is Galus from Eretz Yisrael, and one was the Avdus. So at nighttime, Belaila, the Avdus ended already. There's no Avdus anymore. And the morning is when they left Mitzrayim. So two elements, again, not being in Eretz Yisrael and not being Avadim. So the Avdus ended at nighttime, but the daytime when they left Mitzrayim, they're already on the path to Eretz Yisrael. That was already the ending of the Gullus of Eretz Yisrael was ending. So there are two different dinim here. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here. There is a Gula Mirosa. There's a certain level of redemption at nighttime. They were redeemed from no longer slavery. But the real Gula Mirosa was during the daytime, but they're both relevant. So that's why Smicha Gula Tfilah is relevant, Bein B'Shachris, Bein B'Mar. Rabbi Shimon B'Levi Savar, he held no. Kevin to Lahavia Ella Mitzafer, since the completion of the redemption did not take place until the morning, Lahavia Gula Samal Yasa, there was no real Gula to be recognized at nighttime, and therefore there's only need for Smicha Gula Tfilah, Vayom, the Shachas, and not Bamar. So that's the Svar that they're arguing about. The Yibai Seim, they're arguing about Akra, Ushem Mikra Echa Darsha. They're both Darshan the same Pasuk. And they have two different conclusions. What's the Pasuk? The Chsivit says in the Pasuk, Bishach Bachuv Kumecha, they're connecting the Shema in the morning and the Shema to the evening. So what's this connection? What's the Hekesh? Rabbi Yochanan Sabar, Makesh Shchiva Lekima. Makima Kriya Shema V'achakach Tzvila. Just like in the morning you say for a Shema and then you daven afterwards. Da'av Shchiva B'layla. So too B'layla. Nami Kriya Shema V'achakach Tzvila. It should be Shema and then Tzvila. Same exact order. That's the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says the Svar is different. The Kra, the Hekesh is different. He held Savar. Makesh Shchiva Lekima. He agrees to the Hekesh. But he says Makima Kriya Shema Samach Lemita, just like Shema, the first thing you say in the morning, it's closer to waking up from the bed. So to Ashchiva Nami Kriya Shema Samach Lemita, at the end, Shema should be closer to your sleeping and after davening. That's how Rabbi Shimon ben Levi understands the Hekesh between Shchiva and Kima. So asks the Gemara, Mesiv Mar Brei de Ravina. Be'er Mevarech Shaim Lefanen. The evening, we say two brachas before. We say Marva Ravim and Avas Olam. And Shaim Lachar, we say two brachas afterwards, Gal Yisrael and Shashkivenu, that's a Marif. Now, E Amris by Lismach, if you really hold, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to have Smucha Gula Tfila, so then, Halo Kasamik Gula Tfila. You're not connecting Gula Tfila because you say Gal Yisrael, then you say Hashkivenu afterwards, the Ha by the name Hashkivenu. So isn't Hashkivenu a separation between the Gal Yisrael and the Shimon Esrei of Marif? So Amri, the response is, since Chacham instituted the need to say Hashkivenu, Hashkivenu is viewed as a hamshacha, as a continuation, as an elongated bracha of Gula, and therefore does not serve as an interruption between Gaal Yisrael and that of Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara then says, Dilo Temach, because if you don't say this, then you have other questions. Shachris, Heichi Mati Samech, how could you have Gula Smukla Tvila when it comes to Shachris? V'ha'amu Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan teaches, Batchila, before you begin Shmoneh Esrei, you should say, Omer Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Uvasof at the end you write, you say, Hu Omer, Hilarat Sonim Refi. So, Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not really part of the davening, it's not part of Gula, so isn't that a pasuk that interrupts between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei? Elahasam, came with the Kinner of Onel Meir, since Chacham instituted that you must say, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Hashem opens up my word. So then, Ketzvila Arich Tadamis, that's considered an extension of the Tfilah, not the Gula. But the Tfilah has now been extended by an extra Pasuk now. So just like we can extend the Tfilah, so to Achanami, they can extend the Gula. The Tatkini Rabbanin Lamei Ma'ashkivenu is Kivula Arich Tadamia. Now there's a long Tosa, not too long. The Tosa talks about here as well, this the long Bracha of Baruch Hashem, as we say at the end of Marv as well. If you look at Tosus for a second, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Ezu ben Olam Haba, Tosus writes, Vanu Shomrim Yurei Nenu, that other, you know, most of us say that at Bracha of Yurei Nenu at the end of Amar, right before Shmoneh Esrei, so some don't say this in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say this, and different shuls don't say this, but most of us do. Upsukim Achayim Achashkvedu with the other Psukim, so Hanir Ahol V'takinu Le'Rabbanan, since the Chacham said you should say this, that too is the same answer, Havale Kugula Arich the Takinu Le'Omar Zeh Shibasokach. So they added this extra, these extra words, this extra bracha, and that became part of the Gula Rift as well. Now, why did they do this? They instituted, he's explaining, because, so your friend should daven as well. This is such a way to extend davening for those who have a long Shemoneh Esrei, that say no one's left behind in the shul, and everyone goes home, and the shuls used to be deep, you know, in the fields, and they were dangerous there. They don't want anyone walking home by themselves, so you added like a longer bracha in the middle, and at the beginning here, this way, you know, I guess the idea would be, if a guy somehow knew he had a longer bracha, he maybe will skip this bracha and start earlier of some sort. So it's that's the understanding of Tosos. And then he writes later. He writes v'gam further. Yesh bo'osim sukim yudches askaros k'neged yudches brachos the Shemoneh Esrei. It's kind of like an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. V'agav shetiknu lomar osim sukim etiknu lomar chasima sheyureinenu. Fine. So that's, again, there's a big machlokes exactly why we say this is a long bracha, who says this long bracha, but it's the end of the day. The answer for our question is it's gula arichta. Okay. One second here.
Is that the intent of postponing it so people in the field will make it to shul?
No, I think it's when they're leaving shul. Yeah, that's the idea. Rashi says, "Shelo yelech mi beis knesses." You don't leave ad sheyigmor until everyone finishes saying it. So the Bam, the Tos here as well. We look at Tos further. He writes, "Umiu b'seder Rav Amram perish." Masha anu omim kadosh ben gula l'trilas arvis. That's also separation. The kadosh we say. What about that? Lashmeinan delo ba'inan misamech gula d'arvis trila. Mishum the Tfila Arvis Rishus. He argues and says, Lamaisa, we don't require Smichel Gula Tfila, because since Arvis, he passes against the Gemara here, he passes Arvis is Rishus. So since Arvis is Rishus, you could throw away the whole concept of the Mesamech Gula, the Arvis, and that is indicated by the very fact that we say Kaddish, that indicates that's not Smicha Gula Tfila. I don't agree to Rav Amram. Dimkei, if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan Sfir Light Tfila Arvis Chova, he holds it to Chova. And the pluk sahi derived Rabbi Yochanan v'alacha Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan who requires smucha gula tefila, that means he must hold that arvis is a chova. And we always pass him like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. So then what will come out is we would pass him that Rabbi Yochanan holds marv is a chova, and that's how we should come out. The nachan l'hachmir, and then he says once we machmir uli he's zahir milasapir bintayim. Even though we say kaddish and betum, which might indicate that it's really a separation. That's not a continuation. One should be careful not to speak in between the brachas of Shema and Shemir Esa. You should treat it as being Masamech Hula Latvila. That's where it comes out. Okay. Because it's lenient, we have, there are Hatam, exactly. We would, some places would, not everyone would. Often as we now know by a klap, it means Yalav Yavo. But there is room to be made to announce Yalav Yavo more so than by Shacharis. I was once someplace actually where the person, a rabbi, announced it even Shacharis. I was on a Shabbos we were somewhere. We were actually together in Ufruf somewhere in Chicago, and it was a Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, and they announced the Yalav Yavo. I asked the rabbi afterwards, "How could you do this? We can't be mastic between." He said, "Because the person there who wasn't religious, he wouldn't know what it meant, so he announced the Yalav Yavo." The truth is, there's another heter. Because smucha gula tefila, according to Rabbi Kiv Eger, it's not shayach on Shabbos. Why not? Because gula can't come on Shabbos. Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. So the meaning of the Masamic gula tefila is not relevant on Shabbos. So the way it works, let's say a guy comes late. You come late to shul. You can't daven Shemoneh Esrei before Shema. You have to go in order. If you can't catch up, say Shema, and then tefila. This way it's Masamic gula tefila. At Maariv we say that no, if you come late, you should say Shemoneh Esrei to everyone, and Shema after, because Shema is not really required Masamic gula tefila. On Shabbos, Rabbi Kiv Eger, I think it's Rabbi Kiv Eger, he writes that so to become late on Shabbos, you should say Shemoneh Esrei first, and then Shema afterwards, even in Shacharis, because there is no inin of Mesamech Gula Tvila. Based on this, that rabbi was allowed to announce the Yalav Yavo, because there's no inin of Gula and Shacharis. Okay, Vaitar. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bar Avina, B'kola Omer, Tila L'Davi, B'chol Yom, Shalosh Pamim, Muftach Lo, Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Those who say, this is Asher Yoshev Esecha, three times a day, we say it in Shacharis twice, and Mincha once, three times a day, you're Zoy Muftach, the Olam Haba. So my time, what's so special about Asher Yoshev Esecha? So Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Mishum De'asir Ba'al Beis, it's written in Al Beis, very nice. But, so, if that's the case, however, we have other Pesukim and Tilim, which have Al Beis. Nema Ashrei Smimi Darech, which is the Perek Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which Asya B'Timonia Apin. Each one's eight Alephs and eight bases in Tongue. You have a lot more Aleph bases in there. Se'ela mishum de'ispe posech esedech. And we know posech esedech is a very important pasuk. There's a lot of kavanos here that they speak of as well. So that's a big pasuk. So if that's the case, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides parnasa to all the all creatures, Neymar, why don't you say a pasuk in Halagado, which is the Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kilon Chavdoz, we say there as well, that Dichsid Bey, No Sin Lechem Lecho Basar, that's a pasuk. Why is that a pasuk of Ashrei any better than a pasuk in Halagado? So Ela Gemara answer Mishum to Ispe Tarti, there are two reasons. The combination of both of them. One is it's Alabez, which is a very important Indian. And number two is it also mentions Posech Tedech, or Maspila Chochai Ratzom. For those two reasons, we say that those who say it three times a day are Zochet Olam Haba. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Ma Lo Ne'amar Nun Be'ashrei. So now that we're analyzing Ashrei, how come there's no Nun in Alabez? Mipnei Shiyesh Ba Mapalten Shasoni Yisrael. Because it mentions the downfall of the enemies of Israel, which refers to the Rishom of Klal Yisrael. Dichsiva Nafal Lo Sosif Kum Besulas Yisrael. Those who fall will not be able to get up again. So he didn't want to make a reference to the Rishom. So that's why he left out Nun. But the Ma'arava Mitar Tilei Hachi in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would answer as follows. Nafal Lo Sosif Lin Pol Od Kum Besul Yisrael. They actually, it's not a klala. It's really one who falls, lo sosiv. He's not going to fall any further, comma, kum besul Yisrael. He's going to get up. So while the first presentation was, it meant lo sosiv kum. He won't get up ever again. In Marava, they said, no. Nafal lo sosiv. He won't fall any further, comma, kum. He's going to get up and there'll be an opportunity for tshuva. So then the Gemara says, Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, afil hachi, even though David HaMelech left out the nun, Chazer David Smacha and Beruach Hakodesh, Beruach Hakodesh to be Masamech. And then the very next pasuk Shinemar, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects, He provides, He supports all those who fall. So that Noflim is a reference to the Nun that was skipped over. So Amr Rabbi Elazar Bravina, Gadol Mashinemar B'Michal, greater is what's said about Michal, Yosmi Mashinemar B'Gavriya. We're talking about the different Malachim. Zil B'Michal Ksivit says, V'yaf Eli, Eli Echam Nasarafim. So one of the seraphim flew to me. Fine. So Ve'ilo Gabi Gavriel, it says, Va'ish Gavriel, the man Gavriel, Asher Reisi Bechazon Batchila Mu'af B'yayif, that he says double lashon. He had to take two flaps of the wings. So in other words, Gavriel took two flaps of the wings together, but Michal only one. Only one flap of the wing. He was able to fly from one place to the other. So that shows that Michal had greater strength than that of Gavriel. So my mash with the high echad Michal, who says that echad? Says I saw that echad referring to Michal. It says in the pasuk Vayaf Eli Echad. Which Echad? Why is Echad Nesrafim a reference to Michal? So Amr Rabbi Yochanan Asya Echad Echad Be'ev Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hachet says Vayaf Eli Echad Nesrafim, one of the Srafim. And Ksiv Hasim, it's written elsewhere in Daniel that V'hinei Michal Achad Hasarim HaRisham Ba'al Azraini. So we see Michal is elsewhere referred to as the Echad. So we have a Gzeir Shava that he's the Echad referenced here in this pasuk as well. So Tan the Brisa says Michal Be'achas Gavriel b'shtayim, Eliyahu b'arba, that Michal takes one flap of the wings, Gavriel two, Eliyahu has four flaps of the wings, u'machamavetz b'shmona, eight for the machamavetz, u'b'shas magefa, however, when it's a time of a famine or a plague of some sort, b'achas only takes one, the machamavetz has extra strength during those times. It happens to be just interesting when you see, like, Rishon talk about Malachim. First, the Gemara talks about Malachim. That itself is interesting. You should point out, I should note, that the Sfarim say that when the Gemara, Rashi Tavos of Gemara, stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, Uriah, that when we learn Gemara, the Malachim actually sing around us. But the Rashba, just to make the interesting point here, the Rashba says, May Tos Rush actually points out, he says, here it sounds like Michal is one of the Srafim. I don't know what the different Malachim mean, but he's one of the Srafim, it says here in the Gemara. But in the Gemara in Yuma, it calls Michal a Malach. So is he a Malach or is Michal a Sarf? Which one is he? So he says there are two different inyanim. Sarf is different than a Malach. He says, but sometimes you call him a malach, sometimes you call him a saraf. So in other words, that sounds like it really Michal was a saraf, but a malach is a general term of all malachim, and sarafim is befrat. So befrat, he was a saraf, even though he's under the rubric of all types of malachim. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mizrach Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, learning more about Kriyashma al-Hamita.